Before we get started with today's show, I want to tell you guys about betonline.ag. We are down to the final 8 teams in the basketball playoffs. Now at BetOnline Sportsbook, Denver and Boston, still heavy favorites to meet in the finals. However, I've got a sneaky suspicion about taking a flyer on Oklahoma City, the basketball darlings of New York, even a flyer on Indiana to possibly upset the apple cart and maybe, just maybe, go on a run to a Western or Eastern Conference championship. It's long odds. Take a flyer on all three. Maybe one of them cashes and you can make your money back. You can also pick up a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using our promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, when you use the link in the description to this episode. Bet online, where the game starts. It's the most wonderful day of the year. There'll be ping pong balls falling, the lottery's calling to fill us with cheer. It's the most wonderful day of the year. It's the happiest day of them all. Spurs and Pistons and Blazers, Jazz, Wizards and Pacers hope to hear names called. It's the happiest day of the year. Teams have lied about tanking, except Houston's drunk ravings. Fertitta says pray for Wemby. Mavericks tanking with Luka, they're smoking that hookah. They need a pick in the top 10. It's the most wonderful day of the year. If the numbers are matching, your team will be drafting a star for 7 years. On the most wonderful day of the year.
Go Rockets.
Hey, absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Pray for Victor.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night. However and whenever it is you may be listening, thank you for stopping into another fantabulous episode of Wired Up. This is Wired Up episode 160 here on the Take It Easy podcast. We are live watching the NBA draft lottery here on the show. If you want our 1 hour comprehensive breakdown of all the lottery and numbers and things of those sorts, last Thursday's Take It Easy podcast is the place to go, because it is the most wonderful day of the year, and we for years have been your number one destination for NBA draft lottery coverage. So we are getting set for the NBA draft lottery. We have the order set up right in front of us. We are ready. They are going through all of the representatives from all the teams. They got Scoot Henderson there from Portland. They got Scotty Barnes there from Toronto, the general manager of the Spurs. Brandon Miller is there from the Hornets. I'm sure Washington's going to have a general manager or coach of some sort be their representative. It's Bilal Coulibaly. Okay, their lottery pick last year. Cool. And it's Asar Thompson for the Pistons. Okay, I love how they drag all of the rookies and second-year players to the lottery to be their team representatives. It's always very fun when they do that. All right, it's ping pong ball time, baby. Let's figure out who is getting what picks in the 2024 NBA draft, my favorite event of the entire calendar that I love so much to broadcast live with you on the air. This is such an exciting time. Last year, we did it live on the radio, too, so make it even more fun. And today, we get to do it live here on the Take It Easy podcast. I am so stoked and so excited. They have dropped off the envelopes, and now on this audio medium, we get to react live to the NBA draft lottery. Mark Tatum is there. The first pick should be the Golden State Warriors going to Portland. Let's see. It is Portland. It's Portland. All right. So they got the Warriors pick. 13 should be Sacramento. Come on, Sacramento. Yep, there's Sacramento. They've got pick 13. Pick 12 should be Oklahoma City getting it from Houston. That is what it is. So no change so far. Next should be Chicago. Let's see if the Bulls show up. At least they finally get their pick for once. Yes, it's the Bulls. Okay, so that 31% chance that a bottom seven team jumps into the top four hasn't happened yet. Next should be Atlanta. It's the Jazz? Interesting. So Atlanta and Houston both jumped into the top 10. Wow. Okay. Atlanta and the Rockets. Okay, next is Memphis. That was supposed to happen. Okay. Oh, this should be Toronto. Okay, so if this is Toronto, the pick goes to San Antonio. Oh, it is. Okay, so San Antonio gets the Raptors pick. Okay. Very interesting. Wow, two teams at the bottom jumped up in the lottery. That's crazy. I don't know if we've seen that in years. Double back-to-back jumps. All right, who's next? Is it Portland? Oh, it's Portland. Okay. So Portland doesn't get the jump. Portland fell three spots. Damn, that's interesting. So Portland is there. San Antonio just jumped into the top four because the Hornets are the next pick. Interesting. Okay, I messed that up a bit. So the Spurs jumped Portland, and then the last team, is it Detroit or Washington? Oh, Detroit's the losers. Oh my God, Detroit is the losers. Detroit losers. Had the best odds in the lottery. Plummeted in the lottery. Oh my God, what an L. Oh my God, what an L Detroit took. 52% chance Detroit was going to get the top pick and they fell. All right, let's go to our nerdy numbers now that we have a second here. So the possibility of Utah falling two spots to 10, 6.7% chance. This is an anomaly of a lottery. Wow. The idea that Detroit would fall four spots from 1 to 5, that Utah would fall down with a 6.7% chance of dropping to 10. They did that. Memphis fell to 9. That was a 12.9% chance. That's crazy. The chances of Toronto falling two spots was 20.5. So this was a wild lottery. Houston lost their pick to Oklahoma City, but the pick they got from Brooklyn just jumped into the top four. And we were talking all on the lottery show about how at the end result, Houston ends up trading all their picks to OKC for Russell Westbrook, getting all these picks back from Brooklyn in the James Harden trade. Ultimately, that was a beneficiary for Houston because they get at least a top four pick from Brooklyn. Meanwhile, their original pick is there at 12. So at the end of the swap of Westbrook for Harden, they actually get the bonus of they get to jump into the top four, which is possibly like a 10 or 11 pick jump. Also, Houston's going to have a lottery pick for the, a top four pick for the fourth consecutive year. Obviously, this one, they got the pick from Brooklyn, but they've hit on the lottery 4 years in a row. Their number has come up 4 years in a row in some capacity. Houston got Jalen Green, number 2 in 21, Jabari Smith Jr., number 3 in 22, Thompson at number 4 in 2023. Their name has come up every single year in the lottery. That's kind of interesting and funny because their number popping up every year, even when they have long odds to do so, has saved them from having to give most of their picks to Oklahoma City. It was kind of a bit of a bailout for it was a bit of a bailout for Oklahoma, for Houston. Now, granted, they were terrible for three consecutive years to get those picks and completely irrelevant ever since the James Harden trade. But now at the end of it, they get four consecutive top four picks. And by the way, the best player on the team isn't even one of those lottery picks. It's Alperen Şengün, which is kind of crazy to think about when you think about all the draft picks that they've had at the top. That's super interesting. San Antonio got a top four pick, and they get Toronto's pick at number eight. So they might end up with with the top pick in the draft and number eight in the draft. That's a big win for San Antonio. I am just so excited while the commercial break is going on here and we wait for the lottery results to come in. So that's amazing. So Houston made that jump. Also, Atlanta, we didn't even talk about that. Atlanta just got a bonus draft pick at the end of it all as they get ready to possibly break up the Trae Young, DeJounte Murray duo. They get a random top 10 pick at the end of it all. Their chances of making that jump that they just did was 13.9% chance, and that 13.9% chance correlates with the dramatic drop of Memphis to Utah. Like, there was a chance that one of the teams in the bottom eight were going to make that jump, or the bottom six were going to make that jump. The possibility of two of them making that jump, incredibly rare possibility. Incredibly, incredibly rare odds that 9 and 10 would both make that jump. All right, so they're coming back right now. They got Washington, who had the second best odds, or I guess tied for the best odds. San Antonio, who had the fifth best odds. The Rockets, who had the ninth best odds. And Atlanta, who had the 10th best odds, all with a chance of the top pick. Doesn't necessarily preclude either direction. Okay, the fourth pick is the Spurs. Interesting. So the Spurs got 4 and 8. 3 is the Rockets. Interesting. So Atlanta just jumped all the way to the top. They got the one pick? That's crazy. Atlanta got the number one freaking pick in the draft with a 3% chance. A 3% chance at the number one pick, the Atlanta freaking Hawks. God, I'm going to have to look up when the last time a team made that dramatic of a jump was. I'm going to have to Google when the last time a team made that jump all the way to the top of the lottery was. That is incredible. The Hawks went 49 years in between number one overall picks. I know in 2011, the Clippers made the jump, but their pick belonged to the Cavs, and that was like a 1% chance. The Derrick Rose year was like a very long odds to get to the number one pick, but I don't think since they changed the draft lottery, a team that low in the odds board had even made the jump into the top four, nonetheless, to get the number one overall pick. I don't remember a scenario where a team made that dramatic of a jump from 10th best odds to end up getting the number one pick in the draft. 3% chance of the ping pong balls breaking their way. That is incredible. And now it makes it even more spicy if they want to get rid of Trae Young or DeJounte Murray, because now they have the number one overall pick in the entire draft. The Spurs have 4 and 8. That's wild. Wild how that just changed the possibilities for the Atlanta Hawks now. Because my mind is going immediately to so there isn't a surefire number one overall pick in this year's draft. That is what most people come to believe. There's not a certain surefire number one overall pick who is certain to be a star. However, Atlanta is getting an immediate impact player to make it easier to move on from Trae Young if that's how they want to adjust their timelines. Also acknowledge the fact that Atlanta's future draft picks, not this year's pick, but Atlanta's future first round picks belong to the Spurs by virtue of the DeJounte Murray trade. It's really interesting to think about where the Hawks, let's see. So the Hawks get their, yeah, so next year's Hawks pick is a first rounder unprotected, which, damn, the Spurs would have lucked out if this year had been the one where it was completely... the Spurs would have been incredibly lucky if this was the year that the unprotected lottery pick was going to them. They have a pick swap in 2026, and then they have a 2027 first round pick unprotected going to the San Antonio Spurs. So the Hawks have no control of their next three future first round picks. Man, changes up the equation in so many different ways for the Hawks right now, because again, they don't have control of their next three first round picks. So it doesn't behoove them to like trade Trae Young and tear the whole thing to the ground and build around DeJounte and another player. Do they now trade the number one overall pick to try and get a third star? There's so many interesting scenarios that could play out for Atlanta, and I don't know what direction they go with now. It changes the entire equation for the Hawks with two All-Stars and Jalen Johnson, who was a rookie this last year, is great. So now they're operating on like a weird two timelines plan where you have Trae Young coming up on free agency, you have Bogdanovich, you have DeJounte Murray, but then you also have a Jalen Johnson, an Onyeka Okongwu, who's still a relatively young player. Who knows what kind of impact he'll have down the road for them. And then you also have Jalen Johnson, who is one of the better rookies in the league this year. So it's just, they're on this weird dual timelines plan now between which core is most important for them. Is it the Trae Young, DeJounte Murray one that is expensive and older, or do they prioritize the Jalen Johnson, Onyeka Okongwu, and whoever this number one pick ends up becoming? Or do they do a handful of both and potentially, you know, slow down some development? It's so interesting, and there's so many different scenarios playing out for the Hawks in combination with the fact that the Hawks don't have their own picks for the next 3 years. Next year's is unprotected. 26 is a pick swap with the Spurs. 27 is completely gone. So if they're going to win the 3% chance of the lottery, this was the year to do it, because they expect to be a playoff caliber team this next year. And I don't know if drafting Zachary is going to be the best plan to go forward for them. It's just, there's so many interesting scenarios, and I don't know what direction they're going to go with, but it completely changes up the scenario based on whether or not they wanted to previously trade Trae Young or not trade Trae Young. I think this makes it more likely that they go ahead and trade Trae Young at the end of this all, but I don't know exactly how they're going to get out of that play-in type scenario even after landing the number one pick. Washington gets a franchise cornerstone years into a rebuild. That one's not too difficult to discern. Who is next on the list? Oh, the Rockets get the number three pick. That'll be fun and interesting to see what they do, because the Rockets want to win right now. They might be in the Brandon Ingram game. They might be in the, if not trade the pick, the swap the pick category. So like they move down to like 15 in the draft and someone else moves up to number three in the event that they want to go get a Brandon Ingram or go get a Tyler Hero or something like that. I don't know what the player they would go trade for is, but that would be a really fun and interesting scenario for a win now team like Houston. I don't know what that number three pick does for them, or if they do want to add another young player, because they just have such a mash of young players at this point. Like they have the Van Vliet's and the Dylan Brooks's and all that stuff, but like Houston is just a mismatch of players right now between the Tari Eason in his second year, the Alperen Şengün, who's obviously a part of their future. They don't know what Jalen Green or Jabari Smith are looking like for them. There's so many just random dudes that are there for Houston at this point. Cam Whitmore doesn't even come up in conversation for them. He had 16 points a game last year. It's just, there's so many freaking guys on this Houston team, and I just don't know what direction they end up going with from this point forward. So it's just, I don't know what to do if you're Houston. San Antonio, I think you just stick and pick both of those guys at 4 and 8, unless you have a trade package together for like a Devin Booker of some sort. Man, 1, 3, and 4 could theoretically be traded. Or now this makes it more likely that Trae Young gets traded. So maybe you have a scenario where Atlanta ends up giving up Trae Young for 4 and 8 with the Spurs, and then Atlanta is drafting 3 players in the top 8 of this year's draft to pair with DeJounte Murray and Jalen Johnson and all of that stuff. So there's so many weird and interesting scenarios that could play out with that, with the NBA draft picks now that just came through. I kind of want to go to the trade machine and put together some fake trade options here. It's so interesting. So thinking back here, the 54.1% didn't come true for Toronto. Toronto lost out on their pick. Utah almost lost out on their top pick. Good thing they chose top 10 as the protections on that pick, because Utah is getting the 10 pick in the draft. They lucked out with those protections. The Spurs lucked out by putting the protections on that Jakob Poeltl trade. And now at the end, at 8 years later, after the Jakob Poeltl trade, Toronto looks up after getting Jakob Poeltl for the number 8 pick in 2016. For the number 9 pick in 2016. 8 years later, they give up the number 8 pick in the draft to reacquire Jakob Poeltl from the San Antonio Spurs. God, there's so many interesting and fun lottery things. This was such a fun year. I'm sure we'll talk more about this as the weeks go along. It's just such an interesting, fun game to play now, where this is a year that, because the draft isn't as stacked with top prospects, you might see top draft picks getting traded. Maybe Atlanta sticks and picks at 1, but they trade Trae Young. Maybe they trade number 1 to get a star around Trae Young. Maybe the Spurs trade number 4. Maybe the Rockets trade number 3. There's so many weird and wacky and interesting scenarios with this year's draft lottery. So good. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for stopping in here to another fantabulous episode of Wired Up. Wired Up is just a thing that we do to put podcasts together when we don't have a tried and true topic to break down, as we did today. Episode 160 of Wired Up, a bonus live NBA draft lottery reaction show that I hope you have all enjoyed. We will be back Monday with a breakdown on the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. We'll talk to you then. And in the meantime, take it easy. It's the most wonderful day of the year. There'll be ping pong balls falling, the lottery's calling to fill us with cheer. It's the most wonderful day of the year. It's the happiest day of them all. Spurs and Pistons and Blazers, Jazz Wizards and Pacers hope to hear names called. It's the happiest day of the year. Teams have lied about tanking, except Houston's drunk ravings. Fertitta says pray for Wemby. Mavericks tanking with Luka, they're smoking that hookah. They need a pick in the top 10. It's the most wonderful day of the year. If the numbers are matching, your team will be drafting a star for 7 years. On the most wonderful day of the year.
Go Rockets.
Hey, absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Ready for Victor.